And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from the American Angler, Captain Sam Patella, Captain Ray Lopez, having a great time. This is a popular show. People love talking big fish fishing.
No doubt about that. And nobody does it better than the boys on the Angler. We're having great times, lots of fun, and we just would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup in the second hour, two ways you can do that. And as you can tell with a very popular guest like Gray and Sam, it's been a very tough show to get through. Absolutely every phone line is full except one single line. There's literally one line in the building. If you want it, it's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. We also have a toll-free number. It's totally packed up right now, but you can get through later on that one. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking big fish fishing, and talking the American Angler, we have also got an awesome prize. And again, if you didn't catch it at the beginning of the show, thanks to our great friends up at AFTCO for donating a rad prize for one lucky caller. And that's a brand new AFTCO Socorro long range style belt and that great AFTCO Max Force harness. It's a great belt and harness combo for one lucky caller. Pete, like you were saying, we're talking a $300 value.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really nice belt and harness. So a great prize for a lucky caller at the end of the show today.
You bet. Let's go live to the Pacific Queen, Captain Drew Card's on the line. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Drew?
Oh, morning, man. Drew. Heard you got him yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was very good fishing. Actually, Gavin ran the boat, but incredible day yesterday for the guys. They, I got a call at 7:30 in the morning, and the caller ID said no call ID. And usually when I get that kind of call, I know it's the boat. And being that it was that early, I was kind of nervous. I was like, oh man,
what's going on?
Something's not going on. And it was Gavin. He calls, oh, they're biting today. We got 60 fish on the boat. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good. 7:30 in the morning, here you got 60 fish on the boat. An hour later, I get another call. I missed it because I wasn't expecting it. And they call, leave the message, oh, we're all done. We're going to try for rockfish. And I was like, whoa. There was fish everywhere. He said it was excellent, excellent fishing. As soon as they got down there, it just started biting. They didn't quit. They basically had to drive away from the fish. It was everywhere. They were trying to catch rockfish in like 300 feet of water, and they were getting yellowtail on squid strips.
Oh, damn the bad luck.
That is so rad, Drew. Awesome.
So super, super good fishing. You know, we've had good fishing every trip down there. You know, the last couple trips were a little bit slower. We had, I think, one trip we had 45, another trip we had 50. Still excellent fishing for this time of year. But yesterday sounded pretty spectacular. And, the rock fishing was tough. The weather came up pretty quick, so they kind of had to bail out, and they worked up, tried fishing rockfish above, but it wasn't as good as what we've been experiencing, but kind of to be expected with the weather. But the yellowtail fishing was just off the charts. It's pretty spectacular.
That's cool.
Nice.
And it sounds like a nice grade of fish, too, right? I mean, these were all nice ones. I saw pictures on your Facebook page. I mean, there's some nice yellows going on.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably 15 to 20 pounds. You know, we've had some bigger, some smaller. Actually, our jackpot fish last weekend was a lingcod. It was like a 27-pound lingcod.
Oh,
so it's pretty, wow. Pretty rad. So
Alaska size.
Yeah, we've been catching some pretty, really, some nice-sized lingcod down there, some beautiful rockfish. So just all in all, it's been working out to be pretty spectacular trips.
Drew's doing a pretty good job with your old boat, huh, Sammy?
Yeah, he's clipping right along
with
it.
Yeah.
Proud.
We're trying. We got some big shoes to fill, so we're trying our best.
Indeed. Well, if somebody wants to go aboard Pacific Queen this weekend, you're doing it again, aren't you?
We are doing it again. You can't come out this weekend unless you want to get on the waiting list because we're full for the next weekend, but we got plenty of space available for the weekends following. Best way to get signed up is either call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or you can sign up directly on our website at pacific-queen.com.
All right. Sounds great. Drew Card, Pacific Queen, way to get him. And get on that trip a couple of weeks away. It'll be here before you know it. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate your call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Cliff calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. What's up, Cliff? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Great. Good morning, Cliff. Cliff, good morning.
Good. I'd like to know, what's the big difference between a rod set up for catching a cow versus catching a super cow?
I don't think there's a difference. I mean, to be honest with you, I think if you're going to go after big fish, you should just, right off the bat, be prepared for anything because you just never know. Like, a lot of times we fish for big ones, and we could be catching 60, 80-pounders, and next thing you know, you're catching 200-pounders, and then after that, they're catching 300-pounders. So
that's the cool thing about fishing long range is you never know when you put that bait in the water. Is it going to be a 60-pounder or a 360-pounder? You got to be prepared.
That's the biggest mistake I see people make is undergunning.
Yeah. Outsmarting themselves.
Yeah, don't.
They're not getting a bite, so they drop down and tackle. How many times have you seen that? And then they hook the one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's not like you hook a 300-pounder every day.
No.
So when you're going to hook that one, you want to be ready.
And one more thing, Cliff, I've seen fish in the low 200s, mid 200s pull way harder than a 300, 325 or anything like that. Those mid-range twos, they're mean. They're still young and they're full of, you know what, and vinegar. And so, you know, just because a fish is bigger doesn't mean it pulls harder. So just be ready. Just be prepared.
And there's no real way, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no way to target one that's bigger than another one. You got to fish a lot of baits and you got a lot of bites. And the more bites you have, the more chances you roll on one of them being a big one.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. Let's find out. It's our saltwater guide or your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen's on the line with the FishDope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, morning. Morning.
Hey, Pete, I ate at our restaurant yesterday. It was so good.
Oh, that place is good. What's it called again? It's called Finn's?
Yeah, Pokey.
Pokey.
Finn's Pokey.
Yeah, it's a good spot in Laguna Niguel, right?
Yes, sir. It was so good. But, hey, guys, there's all kinds of stuff going on, but once again, the lobster fishing over at Catalina is off the hook. It is phenomenal right now. It is so good. So we're just going to do another tip of the week this week about lobster fishing and what I've learned over the years of fishing lobsters. You can do it any way you want, but this is how we do it. We get over there to Catalina. Just because we caught them at this one spot yesterday, it does not mean that they're going to be there today. When we get over there, we'll put 3 hoops over here where we caught them yesterday. We'll put 4 hoops over here in another little spot. And then we'll put 3 over on another little spot, all in view of where we're at, but all in, like, different little areas to see where they have moved around to. Then we'll go and we'll pull them. And I try to get my stuff in the water a half an hour before it gets dark because, for some reason, those lobsters love to come out right at dark and go look for something to eat. So we'll put our stuff in the water a half an hour before it gets dark. And then about 15 or 20 minutes after it's dark, we'll start pulling our hoop nets. We'll pull the 3 if nothing's in them. We stack those on the boat. We'll go over to the 4, pull them. If there's lobsters in them, we'll put the other 3 right where those 4 are. So now we got 7 there. We'll go over and pull the other 3. If there's lobsters in there, they go back in the water. If there's not, they'll go over there where the other 7 are, and we'll put all 10 of them together. But then we're right back to pulling again. I don't let it soak. Once they're crawling, they're crawling. We're going right through the string again. By the time you get to the 10th one, that first one's already been in the water for a half an hour. So we're right back to pulling again. Because what happens is, when you're pulling and you're catching lobsters, and everybody that lobster fishes will tell you this, nobody knows why, it's just like tuna fishing, it's just like any kind of fishing. When that clock goes off and they stop crawling or they stop biting, they just stop.
It's over.
No rhyme,
the switch
no
is either on or it's off, right?
And you want to pull as fast as you can when they're crawling, because when they stop crawling, it's over.
It's over.
So you want to get through your strength as fast as you can. Sometimes they only crawl for an hour, and then it's over. So you want to get as many pulls in as you can in that hour's time.
That's why you need that ace line hauler, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That will help. But we're fishing in 20 feet of water. So
oh, you're
fishing
shallow.
You get it on
shallow.
The eighth hauler, you've already got it up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you're fishing shallow, no doubt about it. Well, that's a great tip on the lobster fishing. We've got a good month and a half left in the lobster season, so get on it. And if you want to check out all the information, Dave puts it on fishdope.com. Hook up now. Lowercase, no space, is the $20 code. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code Hook Up Now. And, Dave, if we want to go lobster fishing or regular fishing with you, how do we do that?
Well, there's two different ways to do it. I got a 65-foot Hatteras to run out of Dana Point, high end. We'll be more than happy to take 60 out fishing on that. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll come with you on your boat and show you how we do it. And I bring everything. I'm sponsored by everybody, so I bring all the stuff. And then you can see if you're fishing the same way I am. And then you can go back out and duplicate what I did, and hopefully you'll catch something.
There it
is. I'm going to get going with Kelly today. We're going to go do some garage sailing, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Mark Gillette, Captain Gillette from the Eclipse. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Excellent.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, I just came down to the docks here to see the day-and-a-half trip in from the Eclipse here this morning at Seaforth, and obviously, folks are just stoked. I know Adam called in yesterday. He ended up with 118 of those big yellowtail down there.
Man.
And before the weather started really coming up, and they had to get out of Dodge there. But really good fishing down there at Colnett proper. And it's 60 rock fishing, 25 ling cod, some real big ling cod up on the shallows there right now. So guys are looking to go out on a trip down there to Colnett right now. 2.5-day trip leaving next Thursday, and then some more day and a half through the month of February. You want to get on there, jump on the Eclipse here. Now is the time to do it.
You actually have space available on the 2.5-day on Thursday?
Yeah, we have 5 spots available. That trip leaves at 4:00 in the afternoon. We're excited about that trip. Get down there and get on some of these yellowtail and hopefully some of those ling cod. I'm excited about that big ling cod fishing.
Gee, those are some big ones, man. That's cool. So how does one get aboard the Eclipse if somebody wants to go fishing with you?
Yeah, just get right on our website, eclipsesportfishing.com, or call Nyla in the office at 619-995-6880. And just remember, guys, that make sure you get your reservations in today. Prices do go up on Mondays. So, just before trips, 4 days before trips, our prices increase. Before trips this year.
You book ahead, you save a little money.
That's right. Absolutely. Make sure you got your passport with you when you come down and fish inside of 12 miles of Mexican land there, and we'll get you on. Make sure you got your 7X Salus jigs. I guess that was a hot ticket. And some of these things, I guess they're called Jimmy jigs. You guys can get those online. They were pretty hot ticket down there yesterday as well.
Cool. All right, Captain Gillette from the Eclipse. Appreciate the report.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks,
all right. Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. Very patient callers. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. Why don't we talk to Jeff, who's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick and panel there. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Great.
Hey, I have a two-part question. Maybe you can hang on there, Rick. I have a 10 International, a 50 wide, and I know you said you never see them anymore, right, on the rail, Sammy?
No, some guys fish with them, and especially there's some new stuff coming out this year. We had some prototypes on the boat here a couple months ago. I think we'll see them up at the show. It's nice gear. Some of the
Ben's getting back in the game with their bigger reels. So.
Yeah, okay, then for you, Rick. Maybe at the shop or maybe at the Fred Hall show, or do you know anybody that would be interested? Cause I kind of want to liquidate that reel, and I have a TLD 20. Would anybody be in the market for that stuff, or is it best to go out
always,
Craigslist? What
always
do you think?
People in the market for that. If you were, say you want to get a Talica 50, or you want to get something new, and what you had was an older 50 wide International, you're not ever going to get your money for it here in this market, just because long range fishing, there are newer things. Standard width reels become more popular, Spectra and things like that. So you just want to offer that to a market that that is still the ticket. So you got to go online. Got to eBay it. That's where you're going to get the most money for your used gear. I mean, can you drop it off at a shop that does consignment tackle? We don't do that, but there's plenty of shops that does. Sure, and you'll probably get it sold at some point. But if you really wanted to get your money for that, you just got to put it on eBay. Because you're going to sell that to a market that really wants a 50 wide rather than, well, it'll kind of work good enough, you know, that kind of thing. And that's where your money's going to come from.
Good luck, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next we talk to Brian? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I've got a question for the boys. I've been on a 5-day. I'm looking to move up to a 14-day. Should I just, you know, not go 8 or 10, just go right into the 14-day? And I wanted to ask them also, which connection do they use from the Spectra to their fluorocarbon?
One thing for jumping up, I mean, that's entirely up to you. We were talking about it earlier in the show, from the 5-day to the 14-day. It's totally different, because on the longer trips and the bigger fishing, you're basically standing at the rail all day to hook that big fish. So I mean, that's a big difference. It's not like how many can you catch in a day. It's like which one are you going to catch that day? Which, you know, that's kind of what we're targeting.
You want to catch big tuna and wahoo. Yeah. That's the trip for
yeah.
you. You're trophy hunting.
And exactly. As far as connections, we use that Sato connection. We like it. I know there's different ways to do it, but that's how we do it on the American Angler.
That's the one you've proven to work.
Yeah, works yeah. good. We like it. It's easy.
Good enough.
So. Yeah. And if you're on the American Angler and you don't know how to do it, you'll do it for them or teach them how to do
no,
it,
No, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're always there, you know, at your
yeah.
beck and call.
Yeah.
Want to learn or just want to hang out and have us do it. Yeah. We'll be more than happy to take care of it.
Buy that Sato crimp kit. Bring it on the boat with you. You guys will teach them firsthand.
Absolutely.
Just like we were saying, when it comes to pulling on big fish, there's no better coaches in the world. The same exact thing is for rigging. More so, even. You know, I mean, you talk to guys that have seen everything succeed and everything fail and how to do it right. Like, I just, that's the one thing I want to share. Like, you can't believe the education that you get in fishing for big ones when going on these trips. There is no place better. I mean, I see it a lot in the tackle store, and I'll bet I see it a fraction of what Ray sees it on the boat. Is some of the info that floats around on the internet is horrible. Some of it's great too, but like some of it is just, it's just not right. And there is no better place than going on the long range. Go on the American
no
Angler.
Question.
Like that info isn't somebody's opinion. It's fact. You know, they've seen the good stuff succeed and the bad stuff fail. And you won't believe how much you'll learn in terms of rigging and things like that.
It's a fishing university on
the
boat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's the other thing. It's not just all about big fish, what you learn on the trips too. I have taken the things I've learned on long-range trips and applied it to yellowtail fishing, tuna fishing, white sea bass fishing, halibut fishing. It doesn't matter. I mean, one of the things that you learn, especially, is there's no margin for error. And when you hook the fish of a lifetime, whether it be a 30-pound white sea bass or a 300-pound tuna, you don't want to have any margin for error. And I think, for me, one of the things I learned is really doing proper connections, proper knots, testing your knots, making sure your gear is ready, all that stuff. You learn all that stuff, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to put two things on that. I agree with you completely. And the two that were biggest for me that we pulled from long-range fishing that we do in our skiff all the time is fishing the kite. It's not that big of a deal. There's no reason you can't do it exactly the same on your boat as they do on a big boat. And that caught us a lot of fish this year. And the other thing is, you long-range fishing, you really learn how hard you can actually pull on
yeah.
your tackle. And
good point.
When you hook a big one, you can pull as hard as you can. Like, I mean, as hard as you physically can, and you know, gear doesn't fail. You wouldn't believe how hard you can pull on when you're on the San Diego with Booger. You're fishing on your boat and you hook a yellowtail on 40-pound. You wouldn't believe how hard you can pull and how much drag you can actually put on a fish. And long range fishing is that. Like we said, it's slower. You know, it's slower pace. So you really get to, you know, you get the time to learn all that stuff. And it, like you say, Pete, it will make you a better fisherman all the way around.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's pretty funny that you mentioned how hard you can pull, because think about all the times you go half day or three quarter day fishing, you get stuck on the bottom, and you have the deckhand come over and get you out of the bottom, or just have to break you off. I mean, think about how hard he's pulling just to break that line.
Just to break the line.
So
true.
It's just something to think about when guys ask you. It's like, well, how hard can I pull, or how tight can I have my drag? There's certain time periods where, you know, your drag initially is, you know, should have a little bit looser, but when it comes down to it, you can pull pretty hard.
No doubt. And
on the side of harder, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Hammer Drag Sam.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. A big block of your phone calls when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Rockcod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Don't miss the 2016 San Diego Sun Road Boat Show at the Sun Road Resort Marina today. If you are a boater, don't miss this once-a-year event. We have the brands you love, boating seminars, and water displays of more than 150 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. You can enjoy boat rides, music, food. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Don't forget to ask about our great show specials. For more information, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Ray. They want to talk to Sam, so let's do it.
Matt in La Mesa, you're up next, Matt. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Very patient caller this morning. What's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks for keeping me on hold. It's been a pleasure in listening to the show and getting me all geeked up about these long trips that I've yet to take. Oh, but hopefully they're in my future here. A couple of things. One, how many times can you fish a fluorocarbon wind on? And you guys were talking about how these crew members are jacks of all trades. On our 7 day last year, the AC unit went out on the Royal Star on the staterooms down below. And I don't know what the boys did, but within probably 6 hours, they were able to, you know, fix it and get it up running. You know, and that the part of the problem was something to do with one of the pipes in the system that happened to be in our stateroom. And, you know, I don't know how they fix stuff, like you say, 300 miles from nowhere, but they do a hell of a job.
That's part of I was mentioning earlier, part of the behind the scenes. I think Ray mentioned that behind the scenes stuff that we do throughout the year and, maintenance time, you know, preventative maintenance and that kind of thing. Yeah, that's part of the deal. I'm sorry, I forgot the first part of the question.
Fluorocarbon wind off.
Oh, fluorocarbon.
Like, you reuse it. When do you change out, that kind of stuff?
It just depends. If you throw your line out all day, you never get a bite. not a whole lot of use on it. You catch one or two fish. I see people change it every day. It just depends. I mean, you may catch one fish and you get the fish up close to color. It might chub rub on next to the hull a couple times or something. You'll change it again. But I'll tell you one thing, and I will hands off to the crew of the American Angler, and they have way more patience than I ever have had in my life for getting guys untangled. There is some absolute hideous spectra tangles I've seen in fishing with the way that we fish now with the spectra and all this stuff, like unimaginable tangles, and they are very patient to get it out. I remember one particular tangle we were down fishing a few years ago, and anyhow, it was 4 hours to get it untangled.
4 hours? Get out of here.
I would have cut everybody off at the reel seat. They were so patient. It was a morning bite. The morning bite was over, so we weren't missing anything. 4 hours.
Get out of here.
No, it was amazing.
It was looped up to the bow and
world
back.
Record.
Wow. And this was big fishing?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just how much you use it. You know, you can catch one fish on a fluorocarbon top shot or, you know.
It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, to feel confident about it, I'd say maybe two fish at the most, you know, depending how big you are. But, you know, and tangles, too, are also a factor. You know, if you've been in a lot of tangles. You should always change your top shot, but
certainly check the line.
No,
like
absolutely,
for
nicks
and stuff like that.
And, Pete, and that goes with anything, your hooks, everything.
Yeah.
You were saying, Pete, that if, you know, there's nothing that exposes a weak point like hooking a 250 pounder, and that's the thing. I mean, you invested your time and your money and all these things to, you know, you didn't invest all that time and money to catch an 80 pounder. You did it to catch a 280 pounder. So if, you know, and that thing, you know, your top shot's going to last on 80 pounders, no problem. But when you hook that one, the cost of 20 feet of fluorocarbon just flat out isn't worth it. You know, if the thing is, you know, if you caught one real big one and the line stretched out and everything, will it hold? Maybe, but, you know, is maybe good enough for, you know, all that time and investment and hope and planning and wanting to, you know, take your picture next to that giant fish? No way, man. Swap that thing out.
When in doubt, change it out.
There you go. That's good call.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Shane, who's called us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, great. Shane.
Morning, Shane.
Yeah, the big yellow trout you guys are catching at San Diego, it's down in Mexican waters, so that is, you have to have a passport?
Yes, you do. And passports are very easy to obtain, Shane. You know, you just go to your passport agency. And I say it every show. When you get your passport, also get the passport card. Totally. Then you can have a passport in your wallet. And you won't forget it when you go fishing.
So everybody's listening. The passport card will work to come on like the local fish. I know we want the passport on longer trips, but on the local 3/4 day or any Mexico, that's
If day and a half trip, it'll
day
work.
Day and a half trip, it's fine. There you go.
Yeah. Now, what about on a 14-day on the American Angler?
I believe I think Lori makes everybody bring their passport.
Not passport card.
Technically
speaking, because you're not touching land, I think you can do the passport card, but you have to check on that. But
I believe so,
it depends on your – you might have other regulations in the office there. So check with Lori in the office is the best thing to do.
But if you're flying home, you've got to have a regular card.
Passport.
So it's – a passport card is good for land and sea travel, but not air. So you can get on the boat and ride down with your card, but if you were going to get off the boat and fly home, it would not work. So you'd be bummed.
Okay.
You'd be catching a bus back.
But
I'll tell you one thing. You're catching a bus back. You're not eating food like you would be on the American Angler coming up the line. So figure that out.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Shane.
All right. Next up, let's jump into talk to Harry. Harry calling from La Jolla. What's up, Harry? Welcome to the show.
Harry.
Well, hi there. Rick, I paddled my tail all over the bay yesterday in the kayak and didn't do so well, so... congratulations on what you accomplished. I know that was a tough day for everybody.
That was a tough one. Thanks, Harry.
Pete, I want to thank you very, very much for your input on the CCA meeting on Thursday. I think being on the air with Wayne and what have you, I think you really brought about that volume of people there. It was an incredible show.
It was.
Meeting.
And Steve, the president of the organization and the San Diego chapter, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Steve.
All right. Happy birthday,
and Steve really did a great job. And Steve, let me tell you something. Steve's a classic example of somebody that wants to give back to his sport. He has no game in this sport like we do. I mean, we
right, yeah.
But he's just a passionate fisherman that wants to give back to the sport, and he's putting a lot of time and energy into this, and that's I'm certainly hope he's setting a great role model for everybody, like Harry.
Well, what I would like to see happen is I would like to see every caller that calls into the show become a member of CCA.
Gotta
I think
it.
That would be marvelous if we could do that.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Harry.
Ray, I'm looking forward to I'm fishing with Jim Boschin on a five-day trip in July with you, and I'm really looking forward to it. So looking forward to meeting you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it should be a good time. Jim and the boys are a great group of guys. I mean, he's just a class act. Probably one of the best guys I know. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Good guy.
And a great fisherman as well, too.
Yeah.
And he had a nice high finish. He cashed a check yesterday at the Bay Bass
Oh,
tournament.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Jim's always in
Very
there.
Very nice.
Yeah. I have no doubt about that. That was fun times.
We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Harry.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Bob, and Bob's calling us from Santee this morning. Morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Hi, Bob. Morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Good
morning.
Hey, gearing up for a three-day to a five-day trip, I mean, is there a difference in the gear that you're going to take? And treated myself to my own Christmas present this year and bought myself a Talica 25, and how would you what would you set that up with, and what rod would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to comment on the 3 to 5 day, then I'll let Rick comment on the setting up your Talica. The difference between a 3 and 5 is you're probably on a 5 day trip, you're going to go obviously most likely a little further, and you're probably going to be fishing inshore somewhere, Cedrus, Bonitas, or somewhere coastal, yellowtail, something with offshore fishing. A 3 day trip, you're just kind of, it's just like, I don't want to use the term, but I'll just say it's like an extended day and a half. You're out there fishing 2 full days, primarily just offshore. So, big difference between strictly offshore fishing and offshore fishing and island fishing. So, that I would say that's the biggest difference. And wouldn't you say, Ray?
No, yeah. I mean, fishing an island, obviously, you probably should have some jigs versus offshore. You know, you might not have nearly as many jigs in your box, but I would have to agree with Sam as well, too.
Some lead for dropper loop fishing.
Yeah.
That kind of thing on an island, if you end up going to one of the islands, things like that.
And yeah. Talica 25, Mr. Talica over there?
Talica 25 on a five-day trip, I would make that. Again, if you're on a five-day trip, that's a reel that's small and fits in your hand but capable of fishing heavy lines, 60 through 100 pound. I would probably put maybe even a little bit longer top shot of 80 pound on it and make that your killer dropper loop rig. And then if you get fortunate enough that next year we have that big bluefin around, you've got a reel that, again, is small enough that you can fit it in your hands, comfortably cast, and use that as your heavy big, your big bluefin reel. So
and
you
what
get,
about a rod?
Lots of good rods out there. I have fished the Talica 25 a lot. I love it. I fish mine on a Calstar 770 extra heavy. What else is really cool is that new Therese 72 XH, the single XH, not the double XH.
Rail rod?
Yeah, they're rail rod.
That's
I love it.
Nice. Yeah, awesome. That's perfect setup for
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely awesome.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we jump into him and talk to Pete, who's calling us from Descanso this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
It's Steve.
Oh, sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Wait, Pete.
It's
Steve.
All good. Hey, I was just wondering about Puna Chivato. My dad used to take us down there. We used to camp on the beach the whole month of October. I was just wondering if it's still available to do that.
You'd have to call Doug at the Branding Iron.
Yeah, you're right, man. He's the Punta
Doug
Chivato
Doug is Mr.
Expert.
Punta Chivato. He's got a house down there. He'd be able to answer your question. Branding Iron's in La Jolla. They do T-shirts. They do Let's Talk Hookup T-shirts. I think they probably do American Angler T-shirts. They do T-shirts for everybody.
All the
they used to do Pacific Queen T-shirts.
Yeah.
Fisherman's Landing.
Fisherman's Landing. Doug is the man when it comes to T-shirts as well as Punta Chivato. So Doug Moranville's his name, and it's the Branding Iron. Just give him a call, and I'm sure he'll be able to fill you in.
Rick Jensen might be another good source,
Rick
too.
Rick Jensen, he's Sport on, Fishing Financial.
He does our Northern Baja report. I mean, that's getting a little more central, but, I mean, he'd be a guy for info on that for sure,
too. Yeah, he goes to Chivato a lot. So sportfishingfinancial.com. Shoot Rick an email and see what he says.
Sounds good. Right on, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Mike, who's calling us from San Carlos. Mike, again, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Mike.
I just joined that CCA, so thanks for the encouragement.
Hey, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, but in real life, I'm a very experienced novice.
Okay.
That's cool.
I bought this Torium 16HG or something at Fisherman's.
Yeah.
But I also picked up, like, from my friend, the Trinidad 20 and a 30. So what do those numbers mean?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a size classification of the reel. So they're, you know, back long time ago when, like, the numbers started, it was all in big reels, you know, internationals and things like that. 20, 30, 50. Guys would on the East Coast would troll 20-pound, 30-pound, 50-pound. Like, that's kind of where the classification came from.
Like an IGFA rating.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's nothing more than just a size classification. Still using the same style numbering system that was used from back of the day, but has very little meaning to what the reel would be fished with. You know, you definitely don't fish,
yeah,
you know, 16 on a...
The 16, you can go like 15 or 50 or what?
Yeah, I mean, a Torium 16, I mean, all three of those reels, the 16, the 20, and the 30, all have roughly the same style of gears and drags completely. It's just a matter of the width of the frame and the spool. So,
and the capacity.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no, you know, your TN20 and TN30 have exactly the same drags, gears, guts, internals. One just holds more line than the other, and then the other one fits in your hand better, just like your 16. So, yeah, I mean, any one of those reels with the advent of Power Pro, you know, the reason you would fish a wider reel is so you could get more line on it. And now with Spectra, you can get the same amount of line on a skinnier reel that you used to get in a wide reel when you were just putting monofilament on there.
So, for example, a Trinidad 20A is the same diameter as a Trinidad 30A. The difference is the width of the spool.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same reel with the exception of the width of the spool, right?
You got it, yeah.
So if you have them kind of loaded up with Power Pro or whatever, you're never going to get to the bottom of that unless you're, like, catching monster fish, right?
Well,
yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah.
It, yeah. If you fill it with, you know, 80-pound Power Pro on the 30, 65-pound Power Pro on the 20, would you say?
I'd probably do 65 on all of them.
On all
yeah,
of them?
80-pound,
okay.
you're starting to get a pretty big diameter, so you're not going to get a ton of it on there. I would just do 65 on all three of those things. And then the beauty of that is you can adjust your top shot to whatever you're doing. You might put 25-pound on your 16 and 30 and 40 on the other two, or both of them with 40, make one your jig reel and the other two your lighter and heavy bait reel. I mean, you've got some good reels there that's going to cover you on most of... If you had a 16, a 20, and a 30, you are going to be dialed for, I mean, a true 90% of what we catch for the next 200 miles going north and south of here.
Yeah, and if you get spooled on that reel, you need a bigger reel.
Yeah, pull harder.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next we talk to Mike. He's calling us from Allied Gardens. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show again. Hey, question I have is I'm fishing on a CalStar Graphite, the 760H. I think you just mentioned that rod.
Yeah, nice one.
Great rod.
Like a 6 foot, 60 to 100 pound rod.
Yeah, and I was wondering with offshore, like a 5 day or something like that, what kind of support should I use for, like, back support or, you know, stuff like that when maybe catching 100 to 200 pound fish?
Maybe a better way to answer that question would be like, he's talking about, I think, about a harness. Would you use a harness? Do you guys like fishing the rail? Is there a time for both? Maybe that would be a better way to answer.
I think you asked about a 5 day trip catching 100 to 200 pounders. Man, I hope
With the exception of this year's bluefin.
Yeah. I'm not a harness guy, and I would say a lot of this tackle nowadays is being focused around using the rail and two speed. I mean, things have kind of changed a little bit. If you like using a rod butt or a harness or something, I think that's entirely up to you. But I got to say, our style on the American Angler is not harness at all. So I'm not a big fan of them. That's just me.
But it's an individual thing, right?
Individual
you still have
thing.
A lot of people that do want to use a harness.
Some,
get
yes,
harness.
Yeah.
I, you know, obviously we're different than every other boat, but we definitely have most of our guys are growing out of it that used to use harnesses, and now they come with us, and we teach them, you know, the correct way to use the rail and stuff, and now they're kind of developing.
Is a guy that has a 6 foot rod limited, like, does that make fishing the rail more difficult? 6 foot being the standard years ago, and now 6.5 and 7 is becoming a lot more popular for using the rail? Can a guy still fish the rail with a 6-foot rod?
Yeah, no, absolutely they can. It's just obviously you have that little bit more advantage of the longer rod for that much more shut off. Mm-hmm. You know, when especially when you get straight up and down in that close, deep color, you have a little bit more advantage, I would say. So.
Yeah. Talk about the disadvantages, advantages, rail versus harness.
Well, the biggest thing to me is, and again, going back, when we were more mono and shorter rods, single-speed rods, single-speed reels, was the harness would be, especially when fishing would start to get a little, like, good and multiple fish going, and where a guy is strapped into his harness and where we have the eye, I mean, we're down there doing that every day. We see when you're getting close, you may be getting in trouble. It looks like you're going to be getting in trouble. So now you got to get out of the harness. And a lot of times I've seen guys just kind of wait a second or two.
It's just
too
long. It's just long enough.
And it's just long enough to where something bad happens. Yeah. To where when you're not strapped into the harness, you're just, you know, it's plug and play. You can move around. You're
more mobile.
It just,
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's just when you're tight, when you're attached to the pole, it just changes the whole thing. So when you're back there, and I mean, a couple fish could be circling. This could be going on for a half hour. So you're really not. We're not even letting you get strapped back into the thing because you can't. You're just going under and over, under, over, and this goes on for
sure
quite some time until everything clears up. But when fishing's good, the harness is kind of a deterrent, really. It's in your way, I think.
I mean, I'm not totally down in the harness or anything, but I think the harnesses are great, especially when the big fish are way out and away, and you can strap in, relax, and just kind of
pace yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Save your energy for when it really
exactly,
counts.
Exactly.
But when what you're saying is, if you want to fish the harness when the fish is out, first part of the fight, fish has settled in, made its first runs, and it's just out there, and you're in for the long haul. Then once it gets down to business where things are getting tight and it's
straight up
close.
And down.
Yeah. Get out of that harness.
Up in the bow, around the anchor.
Yeah.
Especially in the corner, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. In the harness and one off circle or something. It's like, it's just that hesitation to try to disengage from the harness. It's not good. It doesn't end happily all the time.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to mention a great guy, Mark, that owns Monsoon Yacht Service. You know, one of the things, when you make an investment in your boat, like Ricky just did, keeping it up, keeping a good coat of wax on it, getting it detailed, keeping the finish buffed out, so important. It brings years and years of life.
Don't forget keeping your metal right.
The metal is. You look around at boats that don't take care of their metal, the aluminum. It's almost shameful. And Mark at Monsoon Yacht Service has the right product. He's inexpensive. I do it once a quarter with him, and the boat. It's a 6-year-old boat. It looks like brand new.
Yeah, totally.
People go, wow, this is a new boat, huh? No, it's not a new boat. It's because I've been taking care of it. So if you have the investment, make the investment to keep it upright and call Mark over at Monsoon Yacht Service, and you'll be really glad you did.
Good call. Yeah, your boat looks good.
Yeah. So last day today of the Sun Road Boat Show down on Harbor Island in San Diego, right across from the San Diego Airport, starts again today at 10 o'clock. And it goes on till 6 o'clock tonight. A lot of boats over there. You want to have something fun to do with the family? Go check out some new boats and products for boats. Sun Road Boat Show today, right there on Harbor Island. Check it out.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was looking at your schedule this morning. Looking at a 5-day that's in October, and I was just wondering, is there an outside chance that you might be permitted to fish Guadalupe at that time of year?
I didn't realize we had a 5-day trip in October.
It might be a misprint or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 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 I'm not. So okay. So just if there was one, is it possible that you guys are going to get permits or?
I would say it's possible, but I don't want to comment any more
yeah,
than that.
Yeah. You just can't
because we don't have a 5-day in October.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're looking at our schedule there.
Yeah, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com would be.
Yeah, I'm looking at it unless they put it on the wrong boat, but you had a couple in September and October, a 5 and a 7-day.
Okay.
What I was looking at.
I got the schedule up on American Angler. Definitely some a 7 and some 8s, but no, nothing shorter than that, at least on the upcoming schedule. I'm looking at it right here. But
yeah, getting back to the possible. Yeah, it could be possible at Loopy. I would hope so. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's too early to tell.
Yeah, it depends, but you guys are working on it.
Yeah,
it's in the works right now. See what happens.
It's in motion.
Yeah.
What's a typical fall time of your trip consist of? You know, you're doing a 7 or 8 day that you have in October. What does a trip like that consist of? What would a guy be in for on a typical trip like that?
You know, most guys ideally kind of anticipate the rocks, especially that time of year. You know, those wahoo start getting frisky, the water's warm, and all that good stuff. So you're
doing sevens that time of the year, generally speaking. Sevens, eights, tens.
Yeah, we have sevens and eights pretty much through the end of September through October.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have eight. Then the falls, you know, old school 8 day fall ridge fishing, that kind of thing. You know, fishing the rocks and the ridge.
Those are like your true variety type trips. You know,
absolutely.
Where one day you might be fishing yellowtail, and then later that afternoon you might catch a grouper.
Yeah,
and that's
kind of like the bonus about that time of year is you can pretty much almost get the full tour. I mean,
that's rad.
I remember running a trip a few years ago where it's like we went to the rocks and then the ridge and then up to Cedars, Manitas, and you know, it was like the full tour. So.
That's awesome.
So one thing I wanted to mention is we heard from the boss, Lori, about passport cards, and she says passport cards are okay on a 14-day, right?
Yes.
Where you're not touching land.
Correct.
You're on the boat. Passport.
Correct.
You can just throw your passport card in your wallet and call it good.
Yes.
Don't need to bring your regular paged passport.
Don't need. I guess it's not necessary.
Yeah.
But I would. I have both, so I'm bringing both.
You bring them both.
I'm bringing both.
Like a backup, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Throw it in there.
But that's a good tip, man. If you haven't got it yet, first off, go get it. Just tomorrow make your... Because this isn't going away. If the guys are creaming the yellows down at the islands, you want to get in on that. Like, you're not going to be able to without it. And from here on out, this isn't something that's going to change. Go get it. Just make it happen, because I can assure you, you'll be
stoked.
You
want to go on a day and a half and the fish are inside? They say passports are required. There you go. You want to go on a three-quarter day on the San Diego or one of the other boats? Passport required.
It's just the world we live in now, which I think it's fine, but it's like you say, Rick, it's not going away. It's like, oh, we only got to do this year, and next year, no.
It's it.
No, it's going to be passports from here on out.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a great belt and harness from AFCO. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the AFCO Socorro Belt and Max Force Harness, courtesy of our friends up at AFCO, is going to Steve in Descanso. Congratulations, Steve. You are going to love that gear from AFCO.
Thanks to everybody that called this morning, and thank you guys from the American Angler. Captain Sam Patella, Captain Ray Lopez, sure appreciate your time this morning.
And having you guys. This is fun.
Yeah, probably right now you could go down to the boat and see some biggins, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was scheduled to get in at 6:30, so, yeah.
Probably the biggins are already at the processor.
Yeah, they're probably wrapping it up right now.
Yeah, probably you missed that opportunity. But then there'll be another opportunity because you're leaving tomorrow, right, Ray?
Yes, sir, returning.
With Captain Brian Kiyohara.
Yep. Mr. Ben Frazier and the Avett crew, so.
Yeah, very nice.
Fun trip.
It'd be great. And there's still some spots available. Hard to find spots on the American Angler, but they pop up, right?
Yes, we do. We got a couple of our spring 8-day trips. There's some spots on it, and we absolutely we have a couple of those 8-day fall trips that have some spots on it. So what you want to do is get on the phone, dial Lori up, 619-223-5414, and just stay in tune at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com on our website, trip reports. Schedules on there, all the information you need, and don't hesitate to call if you got any questions on anything, tackle recommendations or anything like that on any trip.
All right, awesome. Very good. Thank you, guys. Thanks very much, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk Hookup this week. And we're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, the Parker dealer here in Southern California, will be here to talk about all those great Parkers in the studio next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Steve Pinard and John White from Dana Landing and ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, will be here in the studio. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to Adam for doing it all this weekend right here on the Mighty 1090.